Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants claim two bombings in the Arabian Peninsula on Friday targeting Shiite mosque, as Iraqi Vice President Iyad Alawi spoke at the World Economic Forum in Jordan.
It's not something positive which is happening, but we hope that we can conquer. The war is war. You lose some of the fightings, but you have to win the war ultimately, and we are embarking on winning the war against ISIS.
A group describing itself as a newly established affiliate said it was responsible for a blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian region of Qatif that killed 21 people, wounded at least 80 more. Second bombing near a mosque in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Friday wounded 13, adding to the growing number of casualties outside Islamic State's usual geographic targets in Syria and Iraq. Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, President Obama reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran would not, in his words, under any circumstances be allowed to get a nuclear weapon.
Moreover, even if we do get a good deal, there remains the broader issue of Iran's support for terrorism and regional destabilization and ugly threats against Israel. And that's why our strategic partnership with Israel will remain no matter what happens in the days and years ahead.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear deal to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials met in Washington on Friday. The U.S. State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remained optimistic about negotiations between the U.S. and Cuba as they try to reestablish diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years.
We have made significant progress in the last 5 months and are much closer to reestablishing relations and reopening embassies. These are the first steps in the long process of normalization that will allow us to better represent U.S. interests and increase engagement with the Cuban people.
This week of talks was the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met. That was at the summit of the Americas in Panama in April. Still on the agenda here in Washington is President Obama's intention to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Amnesty International says it has overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian government forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists are committing ongoing war crimes, such as torture and summary killing of prisoners. Concern about prisoner mistreatment comes amid criticism of Ukraine's security services for publicly showing off two prisoners alleged to be Russian soldiers captured while fighting alongside Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. Amnesty called on Ukrainian authorities to investigate all allegations of war crimes and other abuses. Attackers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded marketplace that left at least two people dead. It's the latest violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for another term in office. President's decision triggered a failed coup and sent more than 100,000 people fleeing the country. In another development on Friday, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape the political unrest at home. U.S. stocks remain mostly higher this past week. The Dow and the S&P 500 both notched record closes during the week before retreating a bit, while the Nasdaq index less than 3 points away from its all-time high. In a speech on Friday, the U.S. Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen reaffirmed that the bank was on track to raise interest rates this year.
If the economy continues to improve as I expect, I think it will be appropriate at some point this year to take the initial step to raise the federal funds rate target and begin the process of normalizing monetary policy.
The Federal Reserve, the central bank, slashed interest rates to nearly zero 6 years ago to bolster the economy in the midst of the U.S. recession. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in conversation with 2015 NEA Jazz Master inductee Charles Lloyd. He's my special guest on this edition of Jazz America. Yes, the great Charles Lloyd is in the spotlight as I sat down with him for a wonderful conversation just before his induction into the 2015 NEA Jazz Masters Hallowed Hall. I hope you'll enjoy our conversation, and we'll be covering various topics, including his new release just out, Wild Man Dance Suite. So get ready for that. But let's go back in time to begin this edition of Jazz America, back to the year 1962. When Charles Lloyd went into the studio alongside Gabor Szabo on guitar, George Bohannon on trombone, and Chico Hamilton on the drums, leading the band for this music from the album The Dealer, entitled El Toro. Charles Lloyd with Chico Hamilton on Jazz America. Thank you.
all. He one holy roller, he got held down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Shine. He got a toe-jang football. He got a monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He said, I'm loyal, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now. Hold it. He got a waiver's gumbo. He got an auto cyborg. He wants Pino Cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his home chair. You can feel his disease. Come together right now. Over me.
Pianist Jackie Terrasson and the great vocalist and human beatbox, Sly Johnson, from Jackie Terrasson's latest release, Take This, and their version, jazzified, of the Beatles' classic Come Together. That song's been done a time or two over the years, has it not? Never more creatively than that one, in my humble opinion. This is Russ Davis. Hope you're enjoying this edition of VOA's Jazz America. It's part two of our three-part series of celebrating the 2015 NEA Jazz Masters. For this year, it's Carla Bley, who we visited with last week. And in the coming weeks, we'll be giving you our conversation with George Coleman. And this week, it's the wonderful multi-instrumentalist Charles Lloyd. Let's continue our conversation with him now and hear more of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America. Charles, you're one of those folks known as a multi-instrumentalist, like a James Moody, you know, and many others, too, that don't just focus on one horn. Charlie Parker's the alto sax giant, you know, etc. So many others you can think of. But you've got every piece of plumbing you've ever played, ever blown through, sitting in front of you. Which one do you go pick up?
Depends on my mood, how I'm feeling, you know. Mm. I love nature. I play the flute, you know, birds and all of that stuff outside. Mm. The saxophone has always drawn me since I was very young, so I probably would pick it up first. And then recently I was introduced to a beautiful instrument a decade or two ago called the Tarragato. It's from Transylvania. Mm. So I've been playing that a lot. Not a lot, but I play it. Yeah, I play it a lot now. And so woodwind instruments really call me, and I played the clarinet in college, but I'm drawn to the saxophone, the tenor, yeah.
Let's talk about Wild Man Dance Suite and your connection to Europe. It seems like you just mentioned a Transylvanian instrument, and that took me to Eastern Europe. Mm. I took a trip there with my family last year, and Budapest and Vienna and Prague, and really loved the atmosphere. Mm. Their sense of high art, music being high art, but combined with folk music, is so strong. Seems like that's something that you resonate to in general, and they resonate to your music that you make.
Mm. Well, thank you. That's very interesting that you say that, because Bartok worked a lot with his folk themes, mm-hmm. and you know, and also Fibonacci numbers and stuff that had come out of Egypt and like that. Mm. So the mathematical equations such that he was working with too. But what's of interest to me about there's a cymbalon player, Miklos Lukács, who's playing with me. I call him Mickey, so I was to catch myself. Yeah. but the thing is that I was always drawn to something about Hungary kind of calls me, and then Gabor Zabor, mm-hmm. I had him in Chico's band, mm-hmm. and then this guy now playing with me is amazing on the Wild Man Dance Suite, and he's the greatest cymbalon player in the world, and he's a magician, and he's very special. I met him in 2012 when I had a concert in Budapest at the Philharmonic there.
Oh, beautiful.
And he and I immediately had a strong rapport. Mm. And so like that. And then I go to Greece a lot, and I've been playing with this lyra player, Socrates Sinopoulos, and for a long time. And so I brought this music together in with my music, and it's like some kind of marriage that I like the fruits of what comes from us together, and the alchemy, so to say, of being a composer and drawing on these sources to come together. And I come from this river, the Mississippi, and somehow all this stuff flows, you know.
Mm. Well said. Charles Lloyd, live at the 1983 Copenhagen Jazz Festival, with a quartet that featured French-born pianist the late great Michel Petrucciani on the song El Canto. And here's a cultural exchange as French-born violinist the late great Stefan Grappelli came to New York City to perform at the great club The Blue Note. And joining with him, two of America's greatest, the father-son combination of guitarists, John and Bucky Pizzarelli. On Jazz America from VOA 1. The great Sweet Georgia Brown. What a song and what an artist. The legendary Stefan Grappelli in one of his last live performances in New York before his passing from his 1996 release, Live at the Blue Note. More with Charles Lloyd coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I'm a loyal listener of your Sunday jazz music program because I found it not only entertaining but very informative, let alone the fact that you keep bringing in live interviews with various artists like Chick Corea, bringing them very close to us who are thirsty to watch them live. Please play me something from John Patitucci. My warm regards to you and the rest of the jazz program team, Richard Gwangwa from Gaborone, Botswana. Well, Richard, thank you so very much. And I suppose that you wanted to hear some John Patitucci because you know that John has worked with Chick Corea quite a bit over the years. He's also worked recently in the quartet of Wayne Shorter, so he's certainly been keeping some very high-level company. But he's a great solo artist in his own right, and it just so happens that he has a brand new release just out. It's called Brooklyn. Brooklyn is the borough, the portion of New York City in which he was born and raised. And he pays homage to that place with this latest work, which he created with what he calls the John Patitucci Electric Guitar Quartet. John plays a six-string electric bass and brings in two electric guitar players to work with him on the song that I'll dedicate to you, titled Band of Brothers, here on VOA's Jazz America.
VOA's Jazz America. Musical worlds coming together once again in collaboration. Would that the whole world could get along as well as the musicians do, right? That is the great African vocalist Angelique Kidjo Kelele, the name of the piece, as she was in collaboration with Orchestra Philharmonique du Luxembourg. Hope you enjoyed that from the album simply titled Live. This is Russ Davis, and let's continue our conversation with 2015 NEA Jazz Master inductee Charles Lloyd and hear music from his brand new release, Wild Man Dance Suite.
Let's talk about Wild Man Dance Suite. When someone sees the title, dance, in the title, most of the time they're probably going to think about the pop music of the day, so there's going to be rhythm, 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 beat, beat, beat. But there's a lot of different ways to dance, are there not?
Yeah, this Wild Man Dance, I don't know how it just came to me. You know, this commission from a festival in Poland came, and then this music began to come to me when I was slow to begin writing it, but once I started, I couldn't stop. And, of course, life is a dance, and also what so is that the wild man, the one who, it's a metaphor for the one who strives for spiritual life or who cares about the eternal verities and is not so much drawn to the world and as it's set up, because as a young kid in Memphis we all saw that the game was rigged and it was a botheration to our nervous systems. But to be music makers, we could make a better world, a better universe. So being attracted to the universal, and so it's a dance of the universe, and it's not a dance of the mediocre man. It's a dance of elevation and wanting to share a kindredness with the beauty and the soul of music, which can elevate man and take us to a place where we can realize that there is this possibility of all of us rising to our full potential, and the false impediments sort of fall away.
My friends around the world, I hope you've been listening closely to the words of Charles Lloyd. I know you're going to be listening closely to the notes of his music right now, and put those two together because they come from the same place. A great master of life, an NEA jazz master. Charles Lloyd's been joining me. It's been a pleasure to see you again, my friend.
Thank you. It's wonderful. And stay well and keep going forward. And thank you for sharing the music. You know, I had a warm relationship with Willis Conover years ago.
Yay.
And he would recommend me to situations here in New York when I first arrived. So mm-hmm. he always cared, and he watched out for the young guys, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So you're doing that, and you're keeping the tradition going, and thank you for sharing my music with people. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, and congratulations again on becoming an NEA Jazz Master. No matter how humble you are, take it, live with it, be it, enjoy it.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
with the Warclaw Philharmonic in Warclaw, Poland at the Jazz Topod Festival in November of 2013. A portion of the Wild Man Dance Suite, Charles Lloyd, continuing his connection with Europe. This is Russ Davis. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this edition of Jazz America. The man from Memphis, Mr. Charles Lloyd. And now here's another man from Memphis, the great saxophonist Hank Crawford, blending soul and jazz on the title cut from his album, Don't You Worry About a Thing, the Stevie Wonder Classic, on Jazz America from VOA 1. another of the greats of jazz history from Memphis, Tennessee, Hank Crawford, with the title cut from his album, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Just like Charles Lloyd, Hank Crawford from Memphis. And Charles Lloyd is joined in the 2015 NEA Jazz Masters by his fellow Memphis native, George Coleman. We'll be visiting with George Coleman and hearing his music in the coming weeks here on Jazz America. But next week, we'll take a break and pay homage to what would have been the 89th birthday of the great Miles Davis, born in 1926 on May the 26th. We'll hear the words and the music of Miles Davis next week on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.